podcast hosted by Nikki Dare is your home for education to safety and survival, leadership and inspiration, integrity, diversity, adaptation, resilience, and empowerment. Ms. Dare's personal mission is to help you encounter your purpose by unlocking your inherent potential and finding joy in the journey. And now, here's your lovely host, Ms. Nikki Dare.
It obviously is going to be a natural talk. Just to give you up speed, I have done this We Talk, we call it my podcast, is Woman Empowerment Talk. And you know what it was? It's like collaborating women across the world to empower each other through their voices, right? And I thought about you. I mean, I did that last year. I mean, was it last year or the year before? The whole throughout the year. And I really was ecstatic about it. Really, really was excited about it. Incredible, what do you call this, traction and incredible results. People were talking about it. And I see the numbers also in my back end office. How many listeners were listening. It was great. So I thought, well, it was effective talking about just exclusive woman empowerment. Yeah. And I met you, right, on LinkedIn. And then I invited you.
Yeah.
So you're no stranger. Invited you as one of the panelists to speak about, I know, about sustainability.
Yeah, thank you.
And what intrigued me is some of the things that you are doing, obviously, in business-wise, and also some of the things that you're actually inspiring every day on LinkedIn, because we're on LinkedIn connected, right?
Yeah.
And so yeah. I figured, oh my gosh, yeah. So I figured, you know, I want to invite you back again, and I also talk about it with you beforehand, that I want to invite you to talk about specific things about your business and also related to sustainability and related to Blue Zone, I think, right? Specifically.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So here we are. So I really am grateful that you are, you know, accepting to be, you know, talking and talking again. And this, now we have a podcast forum, yeah, so to speak. But you know what? Now these days, tell me, everything that we do or we say, it can be formed in a package, whether it is audio, podcast, whether it is a video chat, whether it is, right? So I think it's the content that is most valuable.
Yeah.
How we deliver it, that's the other side. Because I think it magnifies and amplifies, you know, the messaging content. So yeah, you've got the floor right now, and there are some... And I want to introduce you, but I think you're no stranger in this kind of platform that we want to hear about you and then where, you know, what you do currently, because I think a lot of people are shifting things around in their career, right? So we'd like to hear about you, where you're from. I, you know, looking forward to. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, first of all, I'm a Dane. I'm from Denmark. I almost have my red flag on today, so just need the white stripe. No, never mind.
the flag.
Yay! So yay! But little bit country. Actually, it's in the middle of this card. It's actually spot middle. On the map. A little country, 6 million people, and I'm one of them.
And so it's a small little, but it's huge impact,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think a lot of people know about Denmark around the world. So I'm from here, and I'm a mom to two wonderful children, 8 years and 13. My girl is 13, and my son is 8. And I love them, and they drive me crazy. So, you know,
don't
like
they?
Everyone else, I think, yeah. So, and of course, in COVID, also when there was shutdown, we're not in shutdown now, but when they were at home, I love my children to pieces, and I was so much looking forward to them going back to school. So,
right.
Yeah, so, and who am I should be an easy question, but The thing is that I have become more me since March, since COVID, than I knew I was before. I think that's the way I want to say it. I'm constantly finding out more powerful thing about me. And you wrote a perfect post, and I about if you were the only one that had gotten something beautiful out of COVID. Of course, keeping in mind of all the people in bad situations, and
right,
yeah, we know this. You do too. You have a big heart. You have a wonderful heart. This is why we're connected. But yeah, exactly, you know, and, you know, but a lot of things has happened, and with me too. You know what? I had 160 contacts in March on LinkedIn.
Wow.
Yeah. And I've been on LinkedIn for 11 years. I never used it. I thought it was boring.
Isn't it? That's how I thought too. It's like, you know, no LinkedIn. I got bored everywhere else. I mean, not bored. It's just like, what's the use?
Yeah.
You know, I used to have a Facebook following quite a bit, and Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
And I took a detox, you know, since March. And I said, you know, I'm going to look around for LinkedIn. Boom, here I am. I met you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, and things started to happen, and this is why I I've always been me. I've just come into the me, the power of me, because I always felt off before. I never fit in. Yeah, I fit in with my husband. We're both crazy, you know. So, and when I met him, I thought, okay, there will be two, and we will make our children like us. So now we're four, okay? So and I have come to understand that and love that. But then I met you and everyone else on LinkedIn, and I'm not saying that we all are crazy, but
we can say that. Yeah, we can say it.
but suddenly I fit in, and. Of course, the most important thing is actually I started believing in me. A lot of people before believed in me, but I just didn't see it. So it was me coming into to the person that I am destined to be and still learning. I'm not there yet. So who am I?
It's empowering, right, Michelle? I mean, you felt like, how is it feeling inside you when you felt that transformation, I should say, is one of the biggest powerful thing, right? You can experience in yourself.
It's power.
But power.
It's the good power. You know, I really love Star Wars. You know, so it's the Force within me, and everything between between everything. It's a feeling. It's the self love. It is the self-love. It's people coming together and actually giving love. It's a real authentic love that is
right.
Spreading that is spreading out there.
Yes,
you cannot fake what's happening. People can go so far. Yeah, no, people can go so far and be shallow and everything because, yeah, we have to be this way. They go, they fall, not, they don't go away. They're not just there yet on their path. They need to go in. So this is what's happening. We're going in, looking inside and seeing what do we want out of life.
And then is it like towards a little bit about, a little bit, not a whole lot, like validating ourselves, because we are in this space right now, in the position where we're uncertain, right? There's so many uncertainties in life, in the world out there. So we want to gather together in this shared space. It's like going to a room, right? In a cyberspace, I call it. I think I put it in my recent post. And a lot of people are in there, and then we're like mingling and, you know, networking, so to speak, right? But
exactly.
Digitally. And then say, hey, you know, what's up? High five. And then, you know, validating ourselves. And then not validating necessarily, I don't think that's the word, but more like, hey, belonging. That's the word, belonging.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right? A sense of belonging. Because there's so much uncertainties out there right now.
This is what happens out of chaos, that we search. This is nature. Nature always search for some kind of coherence and similarities. And we are looking for that. So this is normal. This is humanity. And funny enough, I did a post about my dinner party. Because we're having one big dinner party.
And right.
You know? Yes. And we just need to have dialogues, and we're doing it, you know, we're texting and writing with people and welcoming them
and drinking.
Saying, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I take my coffee.
Cheers.
Cheers. You know? And this is what we're doing.
That's what we're doing. Exactly. Yeah. So let's talk about your business. Let's talk about how your health and wellness your business is impacting right now, currently, with that, what you're saying, in alignment with your becoming and transform yourself. And how is that impacting and making a difference to other people around you? I mean, I've seen you inspiring others on LinkedIn. It's great. A lot of people are doing the same thing. I mean, you know, like, oh my gosh, Michelle, you know, this is great. I seen you and I saw your post. They're great. So how is it impacting? How is your business, health and wellness in that industry?
Yeah. The thing is that LinkedIn and what I'm writing on LinkedIn is just as much for me. I love
it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you
like
know,
it goes, awareness.
Yeah, it goes full circle. So, you know, sometimes you can be very, very wise when you need to help others, and you
true.
And then you forget yourself. So actually,
yeah.
And then you and so writing the post when I'm sitting doing them, the words come into my head and into my body. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy sometimes, and I love it. And that's one part. The other part is that I'm an independent partner at Sensino, as you know. And this is health at another level, because the post and me helping people spiritually or mentally is one thing, but I have a short story is and I am okay now. I will start to say my father died when I was seven months old, because he was sick, and my mom was sick all my life in and out of hospital. So my focus and my passion for health actually came from wanting another way. And my mom, she was great. She was always for finding other ways. She actually taught me about something about setting water under a pyramid. And, you know, she was just as crazy as I am. But you know, just, you know, doing something different. Because I think a lot of us know, doing the same thing over and over and over again and respecting different results, that's crazy. So doing things differently was actually my mom taught me that. But this is why I focused on health rather than disease. Mm-hmm. Because I wanted actually my mom to get better. She died in 14, and I'm okay with that, because everything happens for a reason and we die. That's not new, and that's that, and she got peace. The thing is that you know about the blue zones. We talked a little bit about it in your wonderful, wonderful sustainability roundtable. Yeah. And I loved it, and I was so surprised that we hadn't talked very much before you mentioned blue zones. And what is blue zones? Blue zones, in short, is actually places around the world where people, I don't think that they are so much focused on their food, that they're just living healthier.
Yes.
And everyone has an opinion about health because we are getting bombarded about with information everywhere about what is health and what is health and here and there and everywhere. So an industry has their own opinion on what mm-hmm. health is. But mm-hmm. the blue zones are actually showing that people are living longer, more healthy, without all those diseases, arthritis, headaches, back pains, and so on and so on.
So it's on to testimonial, basically. Like, hey, we don't need any kind of proven science or anything like that, because it's a proven testimonial by itself. Yeah. People do live like this, exactly. right? Exactly. People live so healthy because yes. of, yeah. yeah.
And this is also possible. I'm actually, I'm seeing results that people can live like this. But a lot of us, me included, I am a modern mom. And sometimes there's pizza on the menu. And
oh, fries. Yeah. I'll go for that too.
I have five. You know, we have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and we know this, and cake, yeah, sorry, but also that, and that's not part of the blue zone diet. I'm sorry
no.
to say, no, it's not. So what can we do? What I have learned, I've been with Sensino for 7 years, and I was actually pretty skeptic. Because we have been told a lot, and I thought I knew everything, but I didn't. So in short, not going too much because it's a big area. And again, mm-hmm. everyone has their own opinion and their own view on what health is and living healthy. But what we have is actually the largest test results in the world. We are over 500,000. blood tests done on people
in your area
in the world.
Okay.
Yeah, the States, India, Europe included, and still going strong, and the numbers are going up. And what they show is actually if people are getting the right nutrition, and 95% are not. So they are eating themselves to early retirement.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What I'm hearing, okay, the diet, the health, I mean, affected by it, you know, and for the longevity. But I think it's also the environment that you live in. Because, I mean, for example, LA, we're also stressed out to go to work. Commute. We have incredible, brutal commute.
Yeah.
Just to sit in traffic. Yeah. I mean, like my son, for example. Yeah. I mean, he lives between his job and where he lives. It's only like, I'd say by bicycle only 10 minutes. Yeah. But yeah. by car,
yeah.
in a rush traffic hour,
yeah.
it's going to take him about 20, 30 minutes, let's say.
Yeah.
So it's incredible, and depending on which day. So what I mean is that's the environment. Every day, Monday through Friday. And then we praise for a weekend, obviously. I mean, you see that I hate Monday kind of stigma everywhere on the internet. Yeah, because, I mean, Monday through Friday, we have the commute. Now we are staying home. It releases that stress a little bit. Yeah. Now we have a different type of stress. Yeah. So what I'm trying to say to you in the respect to Blue Zone is the fact that environment plays a huge factor.
Yeah, but you said it perfectly, because it's the I hate my day. Yeah, and whatever you say, you're right. Yeah, exactly. So you're stressed. You're telling your body that you hate it. That
exactly.
Yeah, and now you got a headache. Oh, I got a headache. And then you get into the mantra of I got a headache. And now you have suddenly a headache every day. So So you're hypnotizing yourself into having a bad life. True. You can put whatever nutrition in your body if you do nutrition good, I hate my life. Nutrition good, I hate my life. That's not going to work.
Is that why we have a cheat day when we're in our dieting program? A cheat day is like you can eat anything you want. Okay, pizza on the table, kids.
Yeah.
Mom is going to get it.
You too? Oh my God.
I too.
That's a cookie day. I call it my cookie day.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. A big bowl of cookies and my favorite series. And I just go away. Mine.
Right. My husband is a cookie eater. I mean, he would come home from grocery. I mean, he would stash. It's only us two here in this house. So it's not my food. It's not my food. I know it's him. I mean, it's not my kids. It's not the kids anymore. There's nobody else here except a turtle. We have a turtle, right? So the turtle doesn't eat cookies. Cookies in jars, in packages and everything is for him. Ice creams. Yeah, I mean, I don't eat it. But you know what? If you want to eat it, that's okay. Join your husband eating it too while we're watching TV, watching, you know, being together in quality time. It's all right.
Yeah.
So it's what I'm coming back, circling back to what you said earlier by saying that if you trigger your mind, you have that keep on mentality saying like, I'm doing this. But you know what? If you relax a little bit and say the positive things, like, you know what? I don't have to eat strict like this, but then it's moderation. I think it's moderation.
Exactly. It's feeling good. It's being okay with where you are. instead of constantly saying, I need to. And just being here and now and being, coming back to the self-love. It's so important, and I know it's a hype word, self-love, and there's a lot more to it than just a word. But it really is important to choose you every time. For the longest time I thought that being the best mom was about choosing my family first over myself.
Right.
And of course, you and I, we can agree on that. We are there for our family. But constantly choosing someone else and forgetting oneself is actually a bad thing, because the children learn it. They learn from the first day. And how can we teach them to love themselves if we are not showing them how we can love ourselves? So, yeah.
What sort of more values that you, yourself or your product, your services can bring during COVID at this time?
Value? There's a lot to that, because there's a lot of value. There's the value in actually being able to have more energy, because we are getting so wonderful results. That aside, the results and the testimonials, that's one thing. But you talk a lot about sustainability. That's the business side, is actually the company looking into having warehouses around the world, so we don't need the shipments, you know, the pollution and everything. So the value of everything is actually going around from the buyer to the seller to the everything and to nature. It's full circle. So there's a lot of value in it.
Actually. Distribution?
Sorry?
Distribution?
Yeah, distribution, yeah. Sorry.
Like you were talking about how the buyers, I mean, the connection, right? The distribution of your products, right?
Yeah.
Warehouses.
Exactly, but not only warehouses. Actually, we're looking into getting the products made in the countries. For example, right now the most part of the products are being made in Norway and Sweden. So also making so there are companies being built for example, in the United States and Canada and Hong Kong and so on, so we don't need to ship the products. And this suddenly means there's no pollution, no time. So this is in itself is sustainability. So we take care of the earth that we actually live
Got
in.
Got it. Yeah. Right.
So, as you said, pollution, sitting in a car for 23 minutes when you can take the bicycle, it's not good for nature. We need to talk about it too, but think about everything, not just here, but you know, yeah, not just here, but also the trees and the animals. They cannot talk for themselves. So yeah,
that's right. And you know something too, I think a lot of us forget that they've been here before we even exist. Mm-hmm. I mean, Mother Nature has been here even before long humanity, mankind exist. They're going to be here for too. Isn't that right? We should be scared. We should be saying, oh, thank you for having us here, because this is, I understand this is our shared space on earth, on this world. But you know, Mother Nature, I mean, I am so close to nature. I just love being outside.
Yes, you are. I love your post. I love your videos. When you're out there, they are so alive. I really love them.
Thank you. I mean, that's part of my, has been part of my personal development growth. You know, it makes me stronger. It just how you are too, being able to empower yourself and self-love, because I've been burned. I've been, you know, that's a whole lot of podcast, but you know, that's how I learned that, hey, this is your strength and give me five.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I think we took everything for granted out there, nature-wise, people, because people say, oh, we're going to chase money. Now, we don't have a job. We don't have, I mean, not a job necessarily. We don't have to go to work. We're at home now. So now what? Yeah. Makes us think, reflect. Those things out there, we've taken ourselves for granted. It's like, it's been out there, guys.
Yeah.
It's been out there. Nature's been out there.
Yeah, exactly.
So what you do, the health and wellness is really important, you know?
And the nature is part of us. And another thing, actually, that everything should be natural. And we should look into things being natural. Everything is what's the word? When it's not natural.
Not organic?
Yeah, not organic, but
artificial.
Exactly. Thank you. So many things are artificial, and we have
yes.
to be used to it. You know, it's artificial sweetener.
Yeah.
my husband actually works at a factory where they make sodas and beers, and we are not allowed to drink anything with other artificial sweetness, because he sees how it's made. Never mind. Don't want anyone to stop what they're doing, but just saying you can't get it in me. So keeping in mind that we need actually to take a step back and look at nature. Nature provides everything for us. And
absolutely.
Back to being a modern mom and knowing that pizza's on the menu and so on and so on and so on, we need to take action and we need to be responsible about our lives and actually just do something. And if it's going for a walk, taking the children out, seeing a movie, eating healthy just one day, or eating supplements as I do, and having a focus on that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's actually just being responsible for ourselves.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the important thing.
Yeah, it is important. I don't know if you know, but we love to garden in our house because we have space in the backyard. My husband is a great gardener. He just planted me because we planted so many different things, but I want to take some pictures. I've been taking pictures. I just need to post them in LinkedIn, but it's not relevant. But now that I'm thinking about it, it is sustainability.
Yeah.
Gardening. And we have carrots. We have, well, apricot tree, never harvest. I don't know why. Lemon. We do not need lemon. we have lemon tree, like, fall down all the time, and we give them to my mom-in-law. We give them to our neighbors. We give peaches. We have nectarine outside. We have food around the house. And he just planted me, is it Kale, K-A-L-E, Kale, spinach?
Yeah.
And lettuce and not cucumber, squash. Oh, I love squash.
Yeah.
And then what else is it? Tomatoes and strawberries.
Exactly.
I have all of that in the backyard. I'm going to take a picture because he added more last weekend and he's adding more this weekend and we're going for a ride. So it's like, you know, let me finish my tomatoes. So, yeah. So what I'm trying to say is that if we have a space in our backyard or somewhere in our home property, make those the food that your children love to eat. Like you said, the peaches, and if that's possible, you know, anything that can be non-artificial.
Exactly.
Because that's our growing, you know. You know what I'm saying? We'll eat that. That is our our supply, food supplies.
Exactly. So, or the next best thing, if you're not able to and you don't have a garden, go to the market and make sure that it's not non-polluted, and make a conscious choice. And you can have a small garden on your kitchen table with herbs. That's a start. It's just making a conscious decision on being healthy in some kind of
way.
We have a responsibility for ourselves and for our children and our families and so on.
Yeah, that's true. So we talk about food, a huge part in sustainability, and we talk about environment that affects for the sustainability, and we talk about, obviously, you know, eating right, proper, and health, taking care of ourselves because our responsibility. What else can you add as part of the sustainability factor? Oh, health, mental health.
Yeah, mental health.
Mental health is huge.
It is.
Tap on that a while ago.
That's actually, mental health has been a big issue with me and in my family, because I've actually had depression and anxiety and stress. I made a decision that it was not going to kill me or get me down, but it's been a ride. But what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But of course, everyone who has scars knows that coming over on the other side, it's easier to say, oh, phew, now we're good. Being in it is damn hard. So mental health is actually very important. And I loved your bit, and I'm going to do the gratitude on the 24 hours of gratitude that you.
Yes.
I'm going to do it.
I like and that.
Mental health, I want to talk into what you said about your gratitude
jar of happiness.
Exactly. I write in a book every evening what I'm thankful for. And sometimes I'm just thankful that I can see. I use glasses sometimes too. I wanted to look nice today. So
you do look nice, marvelous, darling.
but it's just about the gratitude, and it helps. And also on the days where just getting out of bed is what you're grateful for, write it down. Focus on the positive things, even though that 90% of what you think is negative.
It is.
Yeah.
You're right. You're correct.
You can teach yourself to actually be more focused on positive, but you have to make a decision again.
Yes.
And actually do it. And people say, I can't. Yeah, you're right. They're right if they say they can't, but we need to help each other and say, yeah, but what if you do like this, like you are? This is why I do my post. If only one person gets something out of my post, I have a good day. That's a gratitude and a positive thing. So.
Oh, negative?
Sorry?
He said negative things?
No, positive things.
Oh, good. Yeah.
No, that's the, if only one person sees my post and gets something out of it, that's
yes.
positive.
Like, oh, yes.
That's success.
That's success.
Exactly. So, for me, everything changed actually. And I need to say that when we got something, it's with saffron and B12, and I'm not going to get into it more, but it actually saved my mental health and a lot of people too. Because it gave me a balance for a while. So I didn't, because I actually thought that I was going to live all my life with anxiety. And I was cool with that. If you get, at one point, you just get there and you're cool with it and you live with it.
And settle with? Like a saddle, I'll settle with it kind of thing mentality.
Exactly. And I didn't know that things could be different until I actually got these vitamins. Let's call it vitamins. And it helped. And we have so many testimonials on that. So, but again, going back to, you can do it in other ways. This is not one size fits all. I love what I do because we have results, but it's important that the first thing is actually making a conscious choice. You can eat yourself to a happy life. I actually have a Danish book where a pharmacist wrote about the different combinations in food and you can be happy. Mm-hmm. So make the choice.
How do you, I know that you, we all do, okay? We all do. We have the tendency to think that, oh, you know, it's okay. Like you said earlier, I'm repeating, echoing what you're saying. I'm just going to settle with this. But you don't know any better until you see somebody else is doing it and say, you read a post or you read something, I'm going to try this because you have a choice. And you, that day, that moment, your brain switches and say, you know what? I'm going to try.
Yeah.
That's called courage, right?
Yeah.
Willingness and courage. And then you take massive action. You take action, just effort, anything. And then you see the result. When you see the result, then you, that happiness or joy triggers in you and then say, I like this. I like this feeling. Yeah. I'm going to stay here for a while.
Exactly.
What if, and then you, most likely you're going to go this way again, right? And getting like, oh, I'm so, you know, and then we do that. We go up and high, you know, pick and valley throughout lives, throughout the day. Yeah. Yeah. But it's a matter of how we want to stay this way, at least, you know.
For a while.
For a while, exactly. But
one day at a time, just being 1% better next day and next day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think a lot of us struggle, including myself. I mean, just like a couple of days ago, you know, I have some family problems, right? Medical and things like that, and myself too. And, you know, there are nights where I'm so stressed out. And I wake up in the morning, I told my husband, we're drinking, you know, we're having breakfast and coffee and all of this stuff. And I said, you know, last night I didn't feel well and I get so worried, honey, and this and that. But, yeah, I recognize that. I was sad. I was just this and that. But in the morning, it doesn't make me. And I changed that because I want to. I don't want that to be dragging myself and then picking up the rest of the week.
But it's important. That's an important point. And thank you. Because being happy doesn't mean that we're not sad. It actually means that we are sad some of the time.
Mm-hmm.
That we let ourselves, I just told one of my students, we haven't come to that, but I'm actually a part-time teacher with children that doesn't fit into society. So yeah, I call it my Clark Kent job, because they don't... Superwoman at LinkedIn and Clark Kent job when I'm at the, yeah, they don't know about LinkedIn, so that's okay. But as I told her, I lost it.
See that? About LinkedIn.
Yeah, you know, no, it's not about, it was not, it was
about your students.
Yeah, but you know, this with, being sad that the most part of my life before I met my husband, I didn't laugh, but I didn't cry either. I was so afraid of the bad days, so I didn't let myself feel the good days.
Yeah.
And so if this is balance, this is yin and yang, night and day. Up and down, there's always two sides of everything. But we are actually sometimes forgetting that I'm not saying for every good day there needs to be a bad day, but there surely has to be a balance in everything. Yeah.
It's how we respond, right? I mean, we always hear the quote, life is 10% what happened to us, and 90% is how we react and respond. I got out of the shower this morning and I was feeling kind of like, you know, God, it's going to be a day where and I remember those words again. And I go, okay, because I try to wake up, because this is how I wake up. I wake up and I stretch myself first, and I'm trying to shake all of those things that bad dreams or whatever, right? Yeah. And then I have a mantra, you know, that today's going to be a better day than yesterday. Like what you said, today's better. A lot of times I think about it the night before, what I'm going to do, right? What I'm going to say, right? And I do my little pray, my 20-minute pray and yoga, meditation, all of that. And I go downstairs. And sometimes I'm telling you this, and it's proven fact, where's my phone? Whenever I do this, when I wake up and I check this, forget it. The day will just go crazy because I'll end up, I ended up lost, getting lost in my day.
Me too.
And it just threw off all of my daily calendar, what I need to do. You know, it's like, don't do this. Anybody that's listening right now, do not check your email when you get up. Do not. I encourage you, do not. Nope. Stay with your daily routine, you know, whatever it is. Go through all of these things, and then whenever you need to go downstairs to do your work, then you check your email or whatever you need to do. But don't do that in first thing. That's all I'm going to say.
I second that. I second that a lot. Yes.
Right. That's right.
Yes.
You get lost.
Exactly. In the mind too. I have my routine also.
Tell us about your routine.
Oh, yeah. I have some breathing techniques where I sit and I breathe and hold my breath and breathe and hold my breath for about 10 minutes. And then I have this perfect, do you know Esther Hicks?
A what?
Esther Hicks. No, that Abraham, no. I will send you something. Maybe some of the people that are hearing this knows about it. It's a lady who's actually talking a lot about what we are talking about here, how to live and being in love and being in balance and being in the vortex of love and health without going too deep into that. I have this perfect 10-minute long where she just rants on, this is the beautiful day. This is a perfect day. This is going to be a perfect day. This is the most perfect day ever. And I put her in my ears and I turn it up loud. So everything is just out there and I'm in my head and this is just a perfect day. So this is part of my routine. And one thing more I actually started last year was when I take a shower, I close it off with the cold water to train my willpower. Oh my God, sometimes
I heard about that. The cold water, you just jump in it.
Yeah, and the mind sometimes it doesn't want to. A lot of time it doesn't want to. So it's going to trick you. It's going, no, we don't need it today. We did it yesterday. You don't want to. And I just go, shh. And then so, and then there's cold water, and I go, okay, I'm up. Yes, the day can come now. Yeah. So yeah, but
yeah. That,
and still bad things happen, and it's not about what the things that happen, is still bad things happen. You feel it, you make a decision to go the best way through it or on the other side and learn from it instead of going constantly bad, 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 bad. That's not a good thing. It's just like bad now, better, 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 better.
Yeah, our brain is that way. It's designed that way, you know, because it's like a computer. You tell it what to do. You tell it what to do. You're the boss. You're the boss.
Yeah.
And then that stressor, driving stressors, it is what you make of it. You know, like you tell it, it's like, hey, I want to be happy. I want to be sad. You know,
yeah. Yeah,
exactly. To the brain, you know, there's two sides, right? I want to be happy. No, I don't want to. Like you said, I don't want to be.
Exactly.
The wolves, they call it two wolves.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And people give their brain too much power and forget about their heart. And what
because it connects.
Want. Yeah.
Now, I know that I've been listening to a lot of, this is what I do too in my routine, that I listen to motivational podcasts or motivational video. I sit down in my office, the first thing I do, I usually check the email, yes, I admit. But however, I do also open up and listen, tune in, motivational podcast or motivational video. And, you know, just Google motivational video and then you'll listen to it. You know, I was going to ask you earlier with that. I was going to ask you, how do you choose to listen to specific, let's say, the crack or the ones that, I mean, it's almost like, you know what I'm trying to say with this, right? How do you choose that this is the right influence for you? I mean, the right motivation person, you know, that talks with integrity or things like that. Do you know what I'm trying to say? I mean, there's so tons of that. There are thousands of life coaches and things like that. So how do you find the quality for you individually, as an individual person for that purpose? Do you go where the crowd is or what do you do?
I never go where the crowd is. did you hear the confidence? I'm always, everyone's over there, Michelle over there. No, actually, I think that you and I would be over here. We're a lot over here by now.
Right,
But
is it a great question, though? Is it a great question?
Yes, it is. It's a perfect question. I love it. And I know exactly what to answer. I don't think that I make the decision. The divine does. I've never been unsure of it, but I didn't let myself believe it. I've been guided all my life. Oh my God. I've been so lucky all my life through everything, through the scars, through the hurt. I've been so lucky. I can see that now. It's been guidance, and learning all through my life. And also when I choose podcasts and everything else, it's chosen for me. It's just me learning to actually, when I take my phone and I go into YouTube, for example, for the longest time, I would go in and something would pop up and I say, oh, that looks nice. Let's see if there's something better. Not realizing that actually what popped up was perfect for me. And I mean this really, sometimes my phone just wouldn't work. this happens also sometimes when I want to put something on LinkedIn and I'm not, you know, there. It's sometimes it takes something out of you to put something on.
Yes.
For me, and I think for you too, we put heart and soul into our posts.
We put heart into it.
Exactly.
Heart and soul into it.
Yeah, and if we're not there, sometimes my phone will mess up and shut down, and it's not me, and I go like, yes, I know, and I'll try 5 times more, and it just goes.
I did same thing with my phone. It's like, what happened?
Yeah, but then I want to put it up. God damn it. And then I go, okay.
Where's the pizza? Where's that pizza?
And then I go, okay, I will listen now. I wait to listen. And I know it, and it's not, it's so and I'm realizing it, that everything happens for a reason, and sometimes I need to get in line, and I'm not that good at doing what I'm told, but when it's the divine, okay, I will listen. So I need to say that I haven't been a church going person. I have never read the Bible. I've read pastors, you know, verses, but the divine has surely gone into my life in a way that it's there, and it's
so
it's,
will,
yeah.
So will it be safe to say that many of us choose to, maybe there are so many things out there, but not necessarily that we agree on, you know what I mean? We can take what's the best value for takeaway for ourselves for the purpose of growing our personal or professionally. I think that's what I'm trying to say, because there's so many things out there right now. There's so many opinions, views, ideas, and things like that being offered. And I think the topics such as sustainability or leadership or things like that are based on our own personal experiences, right? And that's how we are able to convey that in through messages that's authentic, messages that are original, messages that are, you know, hopefully resonate to the people who are, you know, that one person that is, you know, convert into your success of posting your posts, right? Sharing your posts. I think that's what I'm trying to say, the integrity of the whole thing here, of our value of networking on, you know, cyberspace and things like that.
Also being true and finding the vibration. How do you feel when you read a post? My advice would be that I can feel this, and I'm feeling this when I read posts, that sometimes if I read a post, it takes some time for me to read it. And I'm not saying that the person who has written it is bad or anything else. There's just it's just they are at another vibration than I am. So
right.
I'm not supposed to go that way. So I can feel me turning in another way.
Turning the other way.
It's easy. Read the posts that are easy to read and go with the. And I love this word, the tribe. that you feel best with. Don't overthink it. And sometimes we go with the shiny stuff, you know. Oh, that's
Let me go there. Diamond.
Yeah. And sometimes it's better to go the other way, but go with the feeling. Go where it feels good, not what
good,
you're supposed to do. Of course, going with, you know, we all know how to be and be nice and, you know, and everything, but go where it feels good.
I'm going to tell you this, but all your posts, and I'm not exaggerating, are very, 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 you know, catch to me, to the vibe. I connect what you're saying. I mean, it's very transparent. That is your heart talking, and it can connect. And that's how I feel about your posts.
Thank you.
Just so you know. I think I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of people, because when you post those, it's like, here's Michelle posts. A lot of times I don't get your post because I do this and then there's a feed. So yeah, I have to go through your page.
Me too.
Like, where is Michelle lately? You've been posting, but it's like, I don't see it. You know, where is she? Yeah. I think LinkedIn. It's like on the feed. It's like I have to read 20 sometimes. So, but sometimes yours come first. It's like, oh, there she is today, and so I reply. But when it's like, oh, maybe she's taking a break. Okay, but I am on LinkedIn every day, and I don't have any other social media except random tweet on my Twitter, because I think I find value being on LinkedIn. I meet a lot of people. You know, meaningful. Just meaningful relationships already so far. But I want to ask you this, and it's going to be my last of a couple questions. How was the, you've been in the industry, health industry, wellness industry for the last 5 years, perhaps, or just last year, was it? 2 years, couple years?
7 years.
7 years?
Yes.
How has it changed now? And then during COVID here, I know I asked that question already. And how do you see that predicted in the next 5 years?
Yeah. How has it changed? It's changed a lot, actually, because people looked at me and a lot of my colleagues doing the same and with the same mission, like we were from the moon 5 years ago and 7 years ago.
Yeah.
7 years ago, when I did research on this on Google, there was about 3,000 hits on the topic, and now there's over 4 million. So that's a big change. People are looking at health at different angles.
Yes.
Because they see that it's not working what they're doing, and not believing at the top anymore. It's bottom up. It's not top down anymore. That's listened to. It's bottom up, and we are listening. And I was going to say holding hands. No, we're sticking together and believing each other, and the testimonials that we're seeing from our families and loved ones and good connections. So that's one thing. 10 years out in the future, I think that is I know that it's going to be a mega trend that people want to get tested if they need something more for their health, nutrition-wise. People are tired of throwing money out of the window on things that they don't know if they work. You can go to the doctor, but that's expensive too. And people love taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
It's just the jungle out there with the different things that you can get. So this is one part, getting tested. The other thing in the future. more, there's going to be more powerful love. But as we talked about, where there's happy, where there's night, there's day. So there's going to be a shift in, there's going to be a lot of us sticking together and being like this. And what makes me sad is actually there's going to be the other side of people that is not on the same, they're on the same journey, but they're not there yet.
Mm.
So I never like saying it, but there's always two sides and we need to see that. So my personal responsibility is actually making sure that everyone can understand what I write, and there's something for everyone. So this is my purpose, actually.
So there should be like some kind of demand then for the people that hasn't been, you know, lack of or not there yet, or there has to be some kind of conversation with them too, right? Yeah, they cannot be left behind. And
Never.
You know, they're longing for support system as well. I mean, you know, because here we are, we are looking for belonging, some kind of, like you said, tribe, things like that, belonging to something, because that's part of the human human nature, human needs, you know, psychologically, right? And we're tapping on a lot of huge, massive of emotion, you know, when it comes to living every day, daily living is emotion first. That's why we spend so much time and so much money investment in improving in the health, lifestyle, and things like that, you know. So health and industry, health and wellness industry, I think never going to go away, even though there's so many things that's being offered over there. People are going to be trying to continue to experiment things. But I think if we can narrow it down by educating it, educating, I think, yes, right? Exactly. The part is educating people to improve making decisions in what's best for them. I think that's needed, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it is the education, but it has it perfect, Nikki, because it's the right education. It's the self-love education. It's the education of being happy. I know we need to read and write, but you know what? I went through life without actually reading until I was 35, and I did pretty good. So I'm not saying that everyone else should just stop reading. I have my sound books, and I go through them as you know. I love them.
My husband is 61 years old. He hates reading.
Yeah. So it's still, you know, teaching people is so, yeah, teaching. I really feel connected to you. So this, when I say you and I, we love to inspire people.
Yes.
So, and we have something to say. Sometimes I do a lot of research or think of what I'm writing so that it's not written for me, but for the people that are reading it, because of trying to leveling out the us that are, ooh, we like love and vibrations, and we're there and we're meditating. You know, I wasn't there 5 years ago. I was like, yo, you want me to write a book? How grateful I am. Come on. You know, so I know that feeling, and it's the gap. It's there. But it's you know, doing sort of this. Keeping in mind that people are people and people make their own decisions.
Yes.
And it's not our fault if they make another decision. So, yeah.
Yeah. Very true. Very true. I think we touched on quite a bit. I really enjoy this talk. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's great. I think it's great.
Yeah, I think I can talk more and more. I mean, I touch on your health and wellness and support system, and then the blue zone, sustainability, and then you said something that everyone, I write down your quote, everyone has an opinion about health, so it's a health industry as well, but it's up to you at the end of the day how to make it work, right?
Yeah.
And then you also say one size fits all. I mean, there are things that, a lot of takeaways, a lot of gems out of this conversation today. This is part of why I want to do this. But here's the thing too, my podcast, oh my gosh, I haven't done my podcast since we talked for a while. I've been just getting like a little bit of nugget. Because we women, we tend to do multitasking. There's no denying in that, right? I know it's bad, right? I know it's bad. It's like a poor organization skill, I think, or something like that, or prioritization, right? Yeah, exactly. But, you know, there's no but. I want to add on to that statement saying that we have to remind ourselves that we're also human beings.
Exactly.
And I think I had a podcast guest one time before in the past talking about aging women, such as myself, you know, going through some hormonal imbalances and menopause and things like that. Even so, we struggle internally. And a lot of times the internal struggles require to stay busy. You know, we call it productive, but not necessarily productive. So with that, I want to get your opinion. I want to get your views in how to maintain that mentality of, I want to do it all, but I know I can't do that all. But yet, you know, it is a health and mental balance, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But also, you want to stay on top of it. And I do have a reason. It's because I want to stay busy. I want to stay productive. I want to do certain things that make me belonging to me. Exactly. Because if I just sit around, I'll be looking there. You know? Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not like I don't have anything. I've got this. This is my coaching, my online courses. Big thing. Yeah. And I have this to study with.
Yeah.
And I have my round table forum.
Oh.
And my podcast schedule.
Exactly.
Pre-recording Tuesday interview, live on Wednesday, my book club on Fridays, and my round table. Yeah. That's a lot. And I have that.
Yeah.
Which is my dare education. So I create this. A lot of values. I create these things. And like you're saying, I mean, you know, it makes me feel good because I have a purpose and I'm following my purpose. And what makes it most value to the time that I spent is benefiting others, giving it on, sharing that skill to others. What do you say? What are your suggestions? What are your advices? And, you know, especially women who are listening right now, as far as how to maintain that balance, because you talk a lot about balance.
Mm-hmm. I love balance. Right. Everything is balance.
Following the purpose and trying to stay busy.
The short version: be you. Don't be your neighbor. Don't be your parent. Don't be your brother. Don't be your sister. Be you. Because for the longest time, I thought I was my mama, and my mom, God rest her soul, was a fabulous woman. But she was and she was a human being, and she was sick. So I thought that because she was sick, I was going to be sick. And suddenly it dawned on me, with a lot of process actually, and with a healer, I will add, who told me after a healing, I didn't ask, but he told me, Michelle, stop it, you're not your mom. And it triggered something. And so the short, I'm never going to say anything in short, right? But but yeah, be you. And go with that. Sometimes you get scared. I was scared. I'm still getting scared sometimes of me. Not that much anymore. Actually, I had the perfect conversation with Alan Martin. And when I was sitting there with him, I said, 14 days ago, I said, for the first time in my life, I'm not afraid of my future and I'm not ashamed of my past. 42 years old, and I can with full faith in my life say that I'm not afraid of my future and I'm not ashamed of my past. That's power. That's power. Actually power. Being in the now, being right now, being me. But does that mean that I'm not afraid? Yeah, sometimes I go like, was that the right thing? And I have my thoughts and, you know, going, we talked about it a little before, you know, going, is it good to eat that cookie or should I eat that cucumber or so on and so on? This is life. So how I do it is actually read books, read positive things, read the positive posts, write the gratitude books or the papers that you do, and make a conscious decision on going the positive way. And when something negative comes, look at it from everywhere and go, yeah, what can I do? What can they do? It's not, yeah, their problem. It's your problem.
It's
what can
problem.
I do? Yeah. Every time. So, yeah. Is that enough?
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah. Because I think, because sometimes I think, you know, a lot of women are suffering from, hey, I haven't done this enough, or, you know, I'm old now. And, you know, I think I posted that. Yeah. I think it's a timeline, your timeline, the talk about timeline, your pace. It's be you.
Yeah.
Be you. You're enough. Be you. You know, I think that's a message, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So if you are listening to this podcast, I know that I have this wonderful, beautiful, if you don't know who she is Michelle Quick. She is a global health ambassador, mentor of Zinzino, right?
Exactly.
Of Zinzino. Yeah. So if you want to hear more what she does and, you know, follow her inspiration daily, follow her on LinkedIn. And that is Michelle Quick. All right, guys, if you are listening to this, thank you so very much. And if you are watching this on a video on YouTube, give it a like, give it a comment. Love to hear your thoughts and subscribe. And I think Michelle also has YouTube as well. Follow her on her YouTube. Subscribe to her channel, Michelle Quick. And also follow her, like I said, on social media, LinkedIn, or professional media, I should say. Follow Michelle Quick on LinkedIn, guys. All right. Thank you so much. Beautiful Michelle, all the way from Denmark. It must be late right now, right?
It's 21 minutes past 9 p.m.
All right. You heard her. 9:20 at night. So past 9:00 at night. Thank you so very much. And it's been really wonderful talking to you and then exchanging. Actually, listening to you has been inspiration for me this morning. So I'm going to get out there and then do my day. And I look forward to seeing your daily inspiration on LinkedIn. Thank you so very much, Michelle. God bless you. And hopefully we can talk some more. All right.
I would
yes.
Love
all right.
Love.
This is Nick. Thank you so much, Michelle. High five. Yes.
Hi.
And then how do you say good night in your Denmark?
God nat.
Say that again.
God nat.
God nat. All right, yay! Michelle. Thank you so much. God bless. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Nikki Dares Radio, a podcast of sustainability with your host, Ms. Nikki Dare. Nikki Dare's life has been spent passionately in helping others going through transformation, both personal and professional. To learn more, please visit Ms. Dare's websites, education.nikkidare.com. Workshops on safety preparedness, situational awareness are available. Also available, the Transformational Coaching Series. For corporate and private group pricing, please contact us. Please visit her website, nikkidare.com. All of her broadcasts are available for free download on iTunes podcast, Nikki Dare. For more details on opportunities for sponsorships and speaking engagements, please email us at education@nikkidare.com. Join her next time, Living in Purpose and Passion. Our mission is to live a sustainable life with your host, Nikki Dare.